This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. This Frederica Knights Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
This guy we got practice in before the rain.
This is a good feeling. It has been a long off season with substandard sport fare, and now we are finally back to football season. We are ready for year 15 of football under the Oaks with the Frederica Academy Knights. Year 13 for you.
Yeah.
And it's been a summer.
It has. We put in a lot of work in the summer, so hopefully we can go out and execute and make some positive things happen Friday night and get the lead and work down the field as we go. And then we're excited. I think the kids are ready to play. I think the coaches are ready to go too. We've been, a little cautious. We've been beat up a little bit, but you got small numbers, but our kids done a good job so far, and we're excited.
Yeah, the small number, like I said previously, it's been the albatross of your program more years than not. So the roster is, 28, 29 right now?
Yep, we're right up. I think we may have 30. So.
All right, the Dirty 30, part two.
Yeah, that Dirty 30 had 14 seniors or 15 seniors on it, so that was about half the team at the time. So we're looking at, we're a pretty young group right now. I think we've got 11 freshmen out of that group that's on there. So, we got a lot of youth still, but we've got some guys that have played a lot of football too between the seniors and juniors. They've got a lot of snaps. So there's some excitement. There's a little bit of buzz. We just got to stay healthy. That's going to be the key.
Coming out of camp, which segment of the team has shown the most improvement since the beginning of camp?
Coming through all of it, it's just been a process. I think for us is – it's the same guys on both sides of the ball for the most part. You're just trying to get reps and hopefully get solid reps. I think that from day one, putting on pads to where we're at, we're much improved. Our younger guys are trying to, figure out the game speed in high school ball, trying to get a look and things like that. I thought that the first week it was a little bit of a struggle, but then right there last couple of weeks, I thought today probably our young guys gave great looks and, getting ready. They're getting better and better every week. So that's all you can ask for is improvement. At the end of the day, keep everybody healthy, try to figure out rotations. And I think that's one of the hardest parts of doing our job is if you got a lot of young kids, you can't just throw anybody out there on Friday night. So you got to figure out the rotations and you got to figure out which is probably about 16, 17 kids that we can rotate in on the field because the other ones we're trying to get them developed. We got some guys that's never played, they're developing, and so you can't throw them out there and get them killed early on. And so, how do you get these guys ready? Some have been thrown in there, and you look over and we've got some sophomores playing, we've got a lot of juniors playing, we've got seniors. We'll probably have a couple freshmen go on the field at times, but, you can't just – I'd love to rotate everybody, but some, just not ready right now at that level. So we're getting there. And the biggest thing is I saw it today in practice. We got some good looks, and those guys are really, really doing a lot better job. And I think as the season goes on, we're going to find some reps with some guys, and that's going to be very important for us.
This is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, one of the players that's probably going to get the least amount of rotation, that's just because he's the centerpiece of the offense, junior Stanton Beverly, third-year quarterback. What do we expect to see from him this year? What kind of growth and progress he's made in the offseason?
I think he's done a good job of understanding offense, and he's got a really good knowledge of what we're trying to do. We got to call it to his strengths. You know, I think he and Braxton done a good job of competing and then playing other positions at the same time. You know, the key here at Frederica is you can't just lock in on one thing. You got to know multiple positions on multiple sides of the ball. So we get a kid, he's having to learn four positions usually, where, you know, if you play, you know, at a big school, you're going to learn one position and try to get really good at it. Here, you're mastering two or three different spots. And, you know, I think right now we got some guys that are doing a really good job of that. You know, he went down, I had nosebleed on that. Braxton went right in, handled it, you know, at quarterback. And so they're competing and they're working and they're pushing one another and they're getting better and better. And both of them are really starting to get a good understanding of what's going on. And, you know, they're athletic. So, we got to call plays to their strengths, cause both of them have different strengths. So, you know, it's a Coach Juergen thing where he has to go, okay, if Stanton comes out with this or whatever, we got to move him. If, let's say, a C-back's wore out, we got to move Stanton to running back, and we got to put him. So what are we going to do? So it's those kind of things that we have to figure out, and that's the jigsaw puzzle. I guess that's what keeps me young and, you know.
Keeps you up at night.
Yeah, keeps me up at night, too. But at the same time, I think your kids are doing a really good job of trying to understand. We've done a lot of stuff, and we're throwing a lot at them. And overall, daily they get better. Like tonight we walked in and you could see a little bit of relief on the coach's face, like, okay, we got a practice in. It resembled a practice. We looked like we kind of knew what we were doing at times, and we executed, and so that, you know, sometimes that's easy at big schools where you got 100 kids or, you know, and can go out there and you got a defense that goes all the time or an offense that goes all the time. But our guys are, you know, like I said, we blow it up, give them a 2-minute break. We go, okay, start no. And they usually go right over, and then when we go 10 minutes on offense, we blow it, go give them 2-minute breaks. They start deep. Well, the ones that were just starting on offense go over to the defense. And so it's a challenge. But for us, I think our kids are excelling at it. And I think we're a little bit further along than we might have been at this point last year.
It is a nice, you know, I hesitate to save I can't even think about what I was going to say anymore now. That offseason has gotten the vocabulary a little bit blurry there. It's a nice luxury to be able to have somebody, to have the two quarterbacks that you can rotate out like that. And I remember asking Jordan Triplett a couple of years ago about how, if he thought that playing on defense as well as offense made him a better offensive player. Are Braxton and Stanton seeing sort of that same growth in their play?
I think they understand it because, you know, when they're looking at stuff across the board, they understand because they're in the secondary doing the same thing, looking at coverages, you know, trying to see where the leverage points are and all of that stuff. So for them, yeah, I think it helps out a ton. And when you speak about that and experience in college, that helped me because my freshman year I went in as a quarterback and ended up starting the safety as a freshman in college. So you kind of learn that dynamic. What are they doing? How are they playing it? Where are they giving you your leverage spots? Where are your pressure points? And I think these guys are starting to get better and better as they see both sides of the ball. So, you know, as the season goes on, we're going to get better and better.
That's the plan, at least. More to come on the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Seeking the top-rated food truck in Glynn County? 95 Wings is your solution. Offering some of the finest wings, loaded fries, and homemade seafood Alfredo. 95 Wings provides a range of homemade wing sauces, including their signature 95 sauce, garlic buffalo sauce, sweet heat, honey lemon pepper, and sweet teriyaki. To stay informed about our times and locations, text 95 Wings to 21000. Don't be shy. Give us a try. It's 95 Wings, where we sauce them and toss them.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you as always. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Ashley Business Solutions, and by Lusab Kia of Brunswick. Now, this is the section where we usually talk about the health of the team, the injuries, all that. But there's one injury I want to talk about real quick before we talk about the current team, and that was a very unfortunate injury. To one of the alumni, Jalen Simpson, having a hamstring injury, led to him getting cut by the Jets.
But he signed with the Packers.
He signed with the Packers. All right.
He's with the Packers.
All right. When did that happen?
Yesterday. He flew to Green Bay. He went down and was talking with the Ravens. And while he was in the meeting with the Ravens, the Packers called and told him to get on a plane and go to Green Bay. So he's in Green Bay.
Excellent. Just different shades of green. Arguably better shade of green.
Yeah.
It pains me as a Vikings fan to say that, but you know what? At least he didn't go to the not Cleveland, not the Browns.
Not the Browns.
I'm okay with that. So let's talk about the health of the team currently. Did you make it through camp, knock on wood, without any major injuries?
Yeah, without anything major. We've had, some bruising, got a few pulled muscles here and there. I think the summer flu and fever, whatever that is going around, we've had it, a few guys have. But overall, we're pretty healthy, I think, right now. So, we just got to play through it a little bit and stretch and get ready to go. Gavin and Fuller, the two with the leg injuries, got a little strain in there. So hopefully they'll be good to go. They seem to be feeling a little bit better today and got some reps. So we're excited. I think Cam's done a good job. Cam Barfield, the trainer, so he's done an excellent job trying to get everybody healthy and ready to go.
So if you had to put a percentage number on it going into Friday night, what percentage healthy is the team right now?
In a statistics guide, say we're about 90% healthy right now. We got three or four beat up. So, but other than that, we're right at about 90% ready to rock and roll. So that means we got about three hurt out of about 30. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Big injury that just really hampered the team last year, Jordan Rollins. How is his recovery going?
He's fine. He's trying to get in shape. That's the biggest thing right now. And get really mentally prepared. That's one of his biggest things right now. He's just worried about that knee and all that stuff. And it's hard to get over, but I think after a couple of weeks, he'll fit in and it'll start working out fine. So, we're easing him back into it. And, he's going to be a big part of what we do. So hopefully he gets, everything up here in the noggin ready to go. I know that's his biggest fear, is hurting that thing again. So, he's kind of trying to be very cautious.
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, of course, Jordan being one of the four J's, big on the team, Jalen, Jordan, JC, and Jaden. Talk about how nice it is to have that core just offensive production out of those four.
Well, that's, it's great. You kind of go with the guy that's been hot, and so we rotate him around. Coach does a good job. He's got a little chart where he's trying to get everybody touches and get the ball to him and get it out. So as the game goes on, we're going to see, because the rotations, who's going to be doing what, carrying the ball, who can handle it. We got to keep everybody healthy. And it's so hot, so we got to keep everybody hydrated and not cramping up on the sideline. So moving it around, trying to get the guys the ball, rotate them in and out, it makes it really tricky, trying to do the touch thing. We're in practice. In practice, that's really feasible, but in the game, somebody's got to get a breather, somebody's got to go out, somebody's over here getting water, somebody's trying to get a cramp rubbed out, it becomes a tricky thing. But I think overall we got a core group there. We got some skilled guys that can play all the way around. You throw in Cannon and Eli, and we got a good group, and Braxton, those guys, you know, when you look out there, we got a really good core skill group of kids. I mean, I think that they had 10 of them on the board that can play, can really do some things, and they're fast. So, you know, first scrimmage we played Bethesda, and I don't know if we'll face anybody as fast as those guys, and maybe as big. They were probably 270 in the front line on offense, and had some speed on the all four receivers could fly, and the running back was about 6'1", 205, and he could run downhill. So, you know, they were a really good team. So we played two good teams to get ready, and I feel pretty confident that our kids, you know, if we go out and execute, don't turn the ball over, we got a chance to be in the game.
What's the biggest takeaway that you've gotten out of the two scrimmages?
We're pretty tough on defense. Defensively, we do a pretty good job. Offensively, we don't turn the ball over. We're going to roll up and down the field all night long. That's been our Achilles thing. Our Achilles heel is just, I think, some mental mistakes here and there, alignments early in the first scrimmage, but we were moving the ball. And then the other night, we're moving the ball. We had some turnovers. You know, just we got to play for the next down. Make a play. If it ain't there, get rid of it. If it is, you know, make it happen. And the biggest thing is we can't get behind the chains. We've noticed that. Can't get behind the chains. Can't put ourselves in long distance. You know, second long, third long. We gotta chip away. Get four or five early on first down, and then go to work. You know, set people up. We got guys that can make some big plays, and we gotta be able to set some stuff up as we play. But the biggest takeaway is we just gotta keep correcting what we've done wrong in the first 2 weeks. We get those things fixed, we're going to be pretty hard to stop both sides of the ball because, you know, like I said, we got a pretty good skill set of kids. Biggest thing is we're just kind of short on linemen. If we had some linemen, we get a couple more guys, lineman-wise, prepared and ready to go, we'll be pretty tough to handle as the season goes on.
So we talked about offense, a little bit about defense. Let's talk about special teams. Speaking with Mary Ford Fitzgerald when we were in line at the 95 Wings food truck, it seems like she's getting a little bit of finesse on some of her kicking style there's for the senior year.
Listen, she can put it wherever we ask her to put it. You know, her biggest challenge is, you know, she's not going to be able to kick it all the way in the end zone, but if we say put it on the top of the five at the 25, she's going to put it right on the top of the five at the 25. She's really good at kicking it where we needed directional kicking and putting it at that spot. So, you know, she has an advantage of that today, probably around 40 at field goals. So, you know, that's much better. She was hitting them pretty close. She was right at 40 today hitting field goals. So getting stronger, getting better. Her timing's, you know, I don't know if she ever really gets nervous, but, you know, she just goes out and plays. Like today is telling you earlier, while we're standing over there giving her a hard time, she don't even have her helmet buckles right. She's like, "Coach, what's this string on this shoulder pad? Like, it holds it together, kid. You know, it's like, I got to fix all this stuff." I'm like, "Your stuff's in my office. Just tell me." I said, "Put me a note on the board. We'll fix your stuff." But, you know, she is very calm and she's going to kick the ball real well. And then Jalen's handling the punting, and I think we've got some sets that help us down the road as we go. So we're going to put pressure on the defense no matter what.
All right. We'll be right back to the Frederico Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, It's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here, and this segment brought to you by Frederica Pharmacy, 95 Wings. Man, just now digging into this. This is good, y'all. And by Marshland Credit Union. Now, before we get into looking forward to this Friday's game against Savannah High, I just wanted to take a little side trip, if you will, as I am wont to do. I mentioned back in the intro, this is season number 15 for the Frederica Academy Knights, season 13 for you as the head coach. And I just was just taken by, you know, sitting here tonight, you know, it's pouring, it was pouring rain when we got here. Lightning, just sheets coming down on 17, just ugly, ugly, ugly. But yet and still, we've got this pavilion just about full of people. We've got little brothers, little sisters. We've got coaches' kids. We've got the dogs. I mean, it's been said before, but Frederica, it really is a family.
Yeah, I think that we live the mantra here. So, you know, I think it, you know, it speaks volumes to how close everybody is, you know, and we want to see everybody succeed, and we're going to push everybody. And sometimes that's a challenge. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, sometimes the best love you get is a tough love. You know, and I think FA, you know, you're going to get all kinds of different directions. But I think our school, our faculty, our staff, the coaches, you know, and even the kids, they fall into it too. They start to understand what the value of the family is. So I'm excited to be here. I think we've done a really good job over the years of keeping that very strong. And that's one thing we can be proud of.
Charles, are you proud of the fact that, as you and I spoke in the offseason, there have been people in the past who didn't think it would last this long?
That's true. That is true. I laughed the other day. A guy said that the other day. He said, I didn't think Frederica football would last 15 years. He said, I really didn't. He said, when they started, he said, after 5 years. He said, then they hired you. And he said, yeah, there, you just keep going. I said, we're gonna work. We're going to do our thing. We're going to have our standards. And we're going to prepare our kids to the best of our ability. We're going to go play as hard as we can play every Friday night. And, you know, that's all I can ask my kids. Is go play hard, give great effort, you know, and execute the best of your ability. At the end of the night, we're going to let the chips fall as they may. We're going to play tough competition. And we're going to get these kids prepared for life. Because as you and I know and everyone else out here knows, it's not easy at times, so you have to be prepared, and this gets them ready for that.
So the most important Friday night is always the next Friday night. Yep. And our next Friday night, we take the trip up to Chatham County and take on the Savannah High Blue Jackets. New head coach this year for the Blue Jackets, a gentleman by the name of, let's see, where was that at? Moses Green.
Moses Green.
A former assistant coach from Jenkins.
Yep.
He's talking a good game about turning around the environment and the program there at Savannah High.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're him, that's the first thing you got to do is you got to create a culture. And, you know, he's got some obstacles, but he seems to have a bunch of kids that's coming out all of a sudden. We watched the first scrimmage, he had about 26 kids. Second scrimmage had about 35 kids. And then I looked up on Max Preps today, he's got 49 on the roster. So he's got 21 seniors and apparently. So, you know, I think if you're him, you got to go create the culture. You got to, you know, and you got to have some success. And so they look at us as a chance to create success for them. And we're going to look at it as we got to get ready and go play. And this is game one of 10, and we're going to execute and get ourselves prepared for down the road. And that's our goal, you know. And I think we got a pretty good chance going in and playing pretty well.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The biggest thing I remember from Savannah High from last year was that they've got athletes. They have got some ballers, but they just don't have that team chemistry.
Well, I think last year they kind of beat themselves on some things in special teams. They did some really weird stuff on special teams, and we capitalized on it. I think that we blocked two punts and ran them back and some things like that and got way ahead, you know. Yeah, they're athletic, and they're going to be pretty good. They're pretty big up front. So we're going to have to play well. You know, I think for them, the coach that comes in, he's trying to set it up and say, okay, here's the thing. If we can make a couple plays here and there, the kids will get some confidence. So for us, you know, our kids have to be ready to go play and execute every time. But I feel pretty good about it. I think, you know, defensively, if we can keep them contained, which I think we can, you know, I think Gavin and the linebacking crew, Gavin and Eli, Grant, Jordan, Trey, all of those guys, the linebacking crew's done a really good job of directing traffic. Our secondary's got another year older, so I feel like we're solid there. Fuller's hunkering down in the middle literally all night long at center and at nose guard. So, you know, you got to look at it that way, and I think we got some experience there. I think that Clay coming along at defensive end and defensive tackle type position, he's played really well. And then, of course, Eric has done a really good job coming over and getting prepared. And I think, you know, he's a force inside. And if he can create some problems and some havoc, we can get some turnovers and make some plays, you know, we got a chance. But we just got to play disciplined football, and we got to rally the ball on defense, and we got to tackle well.
Now, don't tell my daughter, but I did some AI work and plugging in schedules and looking at the on three metrics. Have not been able to get hold of the football rankings formula from Jason. I still haven't gotten that company secret. But on three, plugging the numbers in, says you've got a 99% chance of coming out with a victory Friday night.
Well, it didn't say 100, so we still got to go work. We got to take care of that, because that 1% can always reach up and bite you in the butt. So for us, we got to be prepared. We got to go out and play. And I think our kids have done a good job this week. You know, Monday you're trying to game plan. Tuesday you're game planning, but also you're seeing what's going to work, what's not, and throwing some stuff out. And today I thought we saw some things. We got good looks from both sides. You know, and I feel like for our guys, it's, you know, it's time to go out and execute. Like I said, if we don't turn the ball over, and we do what we're coached and play like we're capable of playing, we got a really good chance coming out of there with a win. But, you know, I think our leadership, those guys we talked about, they've got to be ready to go. And, you know, it's not always going to be easy. So they're going to have to learn the battle. They're going to have to control their emotions, and they got to go play. And we got to go, like I said, execute at the best of our ability and limit any bonehead mistakes, which is penalties or anything that kills drives.
All right, final 30 seconds. Apart from Bullock, what's going to be the biggest measuring stick game for the Knights this year?
Oh, we got a ton of them. I think Valwood will be a big measuring stick. West Nassau comes in here week two, and they've already got 57. They got 17 seniors on that team. They're going to be big up front. Valwood comes in. I think they got 44 kids already and 16 seniors on that team. You know, I think every week for us is a measuring stick. So, you know, when you got 30 kids, and you're trying to get some ready, and you're trying to get some prepared, and you got your Wally veterans. So we're going to get measured every week. Can we stay healthy? Can we get guys to execute? Can we play down the road week to week, week in, week out, and give a great effort?
All right. 2025 version of the Frederica Academy Knights football team kicks off this Friday night in Chatham County, taking on the Savannah High Yellow Jackets. Kickoff is at 7:30. And we will be back next Wednesday night, every Wednesday night of the 2025 season, right here under the oaks at Frederica Academy for the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Duke signing off. See y'all at the game.
Go Knights.